In Florida, Hurricane Ian has weakened to a Category 2 storm since it made landfall on Wednesday. Officials have warned it can still do catastrophic damage. More than 2.5 million people are on a mandatory evacuation order, and over 2 million are without power. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been sentenced to 3 years in jail, along with her former economic advisor, Australian Sean Turnell. The pair pleaded not guilty to violating the Official Secrets Act. Tony Cheng has more from Bangkok.
There is, I would imagine, a lot of disquiet about this sentence and the process of the trial. It was a trial that the Australian Embassy was not allowed to attend. When Mr. Turnell's lawyers asked for a translator to be present to translate proceedings for him, those requests were denied. I think just the very basis on which these proceedings took place have been questioned not only by Australia but also around the world by anybody looking at how these trials and the other trials that have been brought against other senior NLD leaders since the military coup have been brought into question.
The Swedish Coast Guard is reporting a fourth leak at the Nord Stream pipelines in the Baltic Sea. Russia says it's launched a terrorism investigation over the damage. The EU and NATO say the gas leaks were caused by sabotage. Leaders from four regions of Ukraine that held referendums on joining Russia have landed in Moscow. They're set to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The European Union and the United States have rejected the results of those referendums. Protesters have clashed with police in Haiti on a third day of a national strike by the transport union against gas price hikes. People have been demanding Prime Minister Ariel Henry resign. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Korea. She's meeting with President Yoon Suk-yeol and later will tour the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi says the death of Mahsa Amini has saddened everyone, but warned what he called chaos won't be accepted. She died on the 16th of September after being held by the morality police.
This week on The Take, protests grow in Iran after the death of a young woman who was detained by the country's morality police. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.